Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, it's so good to be here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm so excited we get this privilege to talk to the tribe.
Yeah, you know? Our family, the community. Yeah, we love hearing from you. We have so many wonderful comments coming in from you and emailing us, letting us know what's going
we
on.
We love this interaction and engagement. It's refreshing. It's awesome.
And today, we're going to be able to help even bring some more understanding and give you some information that will help you respond to some things that are going on right now.
As a matter of fact, a little bit of insight, right?
A little bit of insight, because you have President Mike Pence's faith, his Christian faith, being attacked and assaulted, his First Amendment rights, but just Christian faith in general, by several people in the media. One of them was the former staffer for President Trump, and she was referring, specifically, John, she was just talking about on this Big Brother thing or something.
A reality show, yes.
talking about she's a Christian, but, she doesn't hear the voice of the Lord. Right. But she talks about that Vice President Pence says that he hears the voice of the Lord. We're going to talk about that today because Jesus Christ said, "My sheep know my voice and follow none other." But I want you to hear what she said specifically about our vice presidents talking about, you don't want to impeach President Trump. If you do, you're going to have President Pence. Check it out.
As bad as y'all think Trump is, you would be worried about Pence.
I know.
So everybody that's wishing for impeachment might want to reconsider their life.
Absolutely.
We would be begging for days of Trump back if Pence became president. That's all I'm saying. He's extreme. I'm Christian. I love Jesus. But he thinks Jesus tells him to say things there. I'm like, Jesus, I say that.
That is so amazing because, Jesus says, my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. Our community, you joining from all around the world and signing up for an online free course called iabide.org, learning how to hear the voice of the Lord.
It's the joy of being a son or a daughter of the King is to hear his voice. We serve a God that does speak.
Well, it's just a shocker to hear anybody say, call themselves a Christian, that you've been a Christian all this long, you say, and you haven't never heard the voice of the Lord. And not only that, but Joy Behar with The View. It's a program where the ladies come together and they just talk about whatever the events are going on. But she compared what's happening with Vice President Mike Pence, and we're here because it's literally called the VFN Dream Center and VFN KB and all the things we're doing because God said it and he spoke it. And the Bible is about the spoken word of God that's written down. When you hear it, you write it. But she actually called the president, compared him to being mentally ill.
It's an assault on the president's faith. It's an assault on all Christians.
Yes.
And it's not comedic. It's not funny.
Well, there's nothing funny about it calling somebody's faith, and saying that they're insane because they have a faith. They're mentally ill. Let's go to The View right now. This is Joy Behar attacking the president's faith. Vice president's faith.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
that's different.
Mental illness, if I'm not correct. Right. My question is, can he talk to Mary Magdalene without his wife in the room?
This is such a tragedy when you think about that. But 25,000+ people, John, have called or written or whatever to ABC and demanded that Joy Behar repent, basically just recant what she said. That
apologize. Apologize to the vice president. Apologize to millions of Christians all across this country and the world that hear God's voice and have a relationship with him.
Yes, I mean, you would never hear her talk about, she would say that against Islam.
Never.
There are other faiths out there, but all of a sudden you can attack the Christian faith. People's faith is the primary thing. As a matter of fact,
where's the intolerance?
Well, the tolerance.
The tolerance. Yeah, where is the tolerance?
When it comes to Jesus, and Jesus separates everything.
Yeah.
He comes in love. He separates, all the hate and the lies and stuff. But he's just the manifestation of the love of God, the will of God. He's Jesus Christ is perfect theology. So when he shows up, he separates. So the enemy attacks him. But listen, this is, Vice President Mike Pence's faith. The reason why he is where he is. And he said yes to President Trump to be vice president because he sought the Lord first before he did it. And as a matter of fact, this is Vice President Pence responding to this attack on the faith of Americans. Here it is.
I actually heard that ABC has a program that compared my Christianity to mental illness. And I'd like to laugh about it, but I really can't. I mean, Mike, I'm a believer. Like tens of millions of Americans today will have ash on their foreheads to mark the beginning of Lent. Overwhelming majority of Americans cherish their faith. And we have all different types of faith in this country. But I have to tell you, to have ABC maintain a broadcast forum that compared Christianity to mental illness is just wrong. And it's an insult not to me, but to the vast majority of the American people who, like me, cherish their faith. I mean, my Christianity is the most important thing in my life. I try and start every day by opening the good book. My wife and I try and have a prayer together before I leave every morning. I can honestly tell you my faith sustains me in all that I do. And it's just a regular part of our lives. But I'm not unusual. I think I'm a very typical American. Whatever your faith tradition, people understand that. But I just think it demonstrates how out of touch some in the mainstream media are with the faith and values of the American people, that you could have a major network like ABC permit a forum for invective against religion like that. And I call them out on it, not because of what was said about me, but it's just simply wrong for ABC to have a television program that expresses that kind of religious intolerance. And we're better than that. Our country's better than that. And you're better than that. And I'd like to be light about it, but I really can't. Not for my sake, but for the tens of millions of Americans who cherish their faith. I can't be silent.
That's so important for our faith. That's us. You know, we hear the voice of the Lord. We spend time in the scriptures and abide with Him to hear what He has to say. And I was in the scriptures this morning just to hear what the Lord had to say to me. And it's probably you too. You probably went to church this week and fellowship and just the Word of God, the scriptures of God. This is what America's foundation is on.
It's beautiful. I mean,
everybody don't have a Christian faith, but it's a Judeo-Christian foundation nation. And to hear our president stand up for the foundation and for you and for us, we're grateful for Vice President Mike Pence standing up like that. And thank you for calling ABC. Continue to call ABC and just demand that you just don't attack faith like that. What happened to the tolerance?
That's
of course,
right.
When it comes to Christianity, for some reason, there hasn't been. But that could change because things are changing. As a matter of fact, they're saying that God doesn't speak. So we are going to bring it home here.
Yes.
In regards to Joy Behar and Omarosa saying things like you can't hear the voice of the Lord. And I think about this, that God spoke specifically about the president, about Time Magazine, about Newsweek. But guess what? Even spoke about Joy Behar in The View. Because God knew in advance, 2007, and Kim Clement, a prophet of the Lord, which means they hear God speak, he was repeating what God said, and he said that Time Magazine is going to have to acknowledge the president and have to switch it around, because remember, they had a magazine, Newsweek had a magazine already set up for
Hillary
Clinton being
printed.
President. They had to reprint it for President Trump, and
I
it
think
happened.
It said something like Madam President
that. Madam President, and then they had to switch it. Time Magazine did as well. But even The View, watch this. This is exactly 2007. God said that Joy Behar would have to be on there when Bloomberg came on there and declared that President Trump is our president and we need to support him so that she knows that God speaks. By the way, and God loves her. God has a plan for life.
Absolutely.
He's speaking to you now from all over the world, obviously. But let's watch. This is 2007 where God is speaking even over The View after you hear Newsweek and Time. Check it out. I don't know if you know, we played a particular prophet that has passed and gone on to be with the Lord, and he prophesied very specifically about this presidency and what God was going to be doing, and it's just so confirming. His name is Kim Clement. And one of the prophecies you saw in our introduction some time back was, he said, and he said this 2 years back, actually 2007 is when the prophecy came in. He said that when President Trump, when this particular man gets into place, who's God's going to make him a trumpet in these different words, and you'll hear in just a moment, he said that, that Time Magazine would have to announce this is true, that Newsweek would have to say that it's true, and Newsweek already had a magazine cover printed up with Hillary Clinton as the president. They had no idea. Most people had no idea that this was going to happen, that President Trump was going to be president, and so they had to change covers and put President Trump on it. But one thing that hasn't happened yet in that prophecy that we saw, but it has happened just recently, was that the part of the prophecy was Time Magazine, Newsweek, but also The View. It's a program with these ladies that talk about different topics and all that, and they were totally against, you know, President Trump, it seemed like. But in the context of that, the prophecy was they would have to acknowledge him and they would have to support him. Well, that happened with Bloomberg being on The View, and it just took place. So I want you to go back. I want you to hear this prophecy from Kim Clement. You're going to see the Time Magazine. You're going to hear what's saying. You're going to hear the Newsweek. But this time, you're going to go and hear what happened on The View. You'll hear him say, and even The View will have to acknowledge it. Check it out.
Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. When Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. The View, what I want to say.
Let's just all hope that Donald Trump is a good president of the United States. He's our president, and we need this country to be run well. I didn't vote for him, but I think I would not make the mistake Mitch McConnell said when Barack Obama was elected. Let's make him a one-term president. Yeah. Let's not make this work. And I thought, that's our country. That's my kids and my grandkids. We have to make it work. You have an election. Whoever wins, then we got to get behind and work. And you can run against somebody else. But the difference between America and some other countries, in other countries, if they lose an election, they try to tear down the government. They try to have a revolution. We should sit back and say, okay, 4 years from now, how do I get my person, my woman, or my man elected? And that's very different.
So even in 2007, Joy Behar, the Lord was speaking about you and that this would happen. But I just want to say this, you know, to our community. How about you? Did you know the Lord speaks? I mean, maybe he's been speaking to you, and you can share with us, you know, in the comments area, or write to us, you know, or email us, let us know. But, you know, we also have a, if you want to hear the voice of the Lord and understand, begin to hear, clearly we have an abiding plan for you. Jesus says, apart from abiding in me, it just doesn't work out. But when you abide with me, in other words, spend time with him, hear his voice, listen to what he says, do what he says, and vice versa. It's like, man, it's just a great, fruitful life. We have a simple plan for you. A lot of people want to do it, but they don't have a plan. We have the plan. It's at iabide.org. It's free. You request it. You go there, request it. It comes immediately in your email, and you can begin to do what Joy Behar needs to do, is to begin to abide with God, to find out that he, even in 2007, knew what was going to happen that day when Bloomberg showed up. Yes, God does speak. He speaks clearly. And it shows you, too, that, you know, people who don't know God, they have a fear of God's voice. And people that are religious but don't know Jesus, they're scared of his voice, because if Jesus speaks into their situation, he can mess it all up.
That's right.
You know, their plans. And so I just want to say this. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And we got a plan for you to abide. It's at iabide.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.